One of my greatest values and priorities for holding both is to foster community. I offer multiple support and process groups that are held from the vantage point of an occupational therapist who specializes in mental health and women's health. I call these my support circles. In May, the complete circle begins. This group is tailored to those deciding to end their secondary infertility journey without a second child. This will be a safe space to hold gratitude for motherhood as it is, even though it looks different than one might have pictured initially. The topic of this podcast aligns with the theme of this group. If this is relatable to you and you would like more information, please email me at allie@holdingbothllc.com. That is allie@holdingbothllc.com, or follow the link in the show notes to learn more. Hi, my name is Allie. Welcome to the Secondary Infertility Podcast. I'm an occupational therapist with training in mental health, women's health, and health literacy. I experienced secondary infertility and loss myself, and I know that there is complexity in holding both the joys of motherhood and the pain and yearning that comes along with infertility at the same time. I want to be a conversation catalyst for this very important topic. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Hi, I'm Allie, and this is episode 1 of the Secondary Infertility Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking a bit about what made me start a podcast. I'm going to talk about my business holding both and about myself and my family and what I like to do and what you can expect from this podcast in the weeks to come. So I have been a longtime fan of podcasts. I had 2 podcasts that I listened to all the time, starting in 2016 when I first moved to Chicago. The podcasts were Dear Sugars by Steve Allman and Cheryl Strayed and Death, Sex, and Money by Anna Sale. My friend Kristen, hi Kristen, if you're listening, and I would listen to the podcast on the way home from work and after work and when we were cooking dinner, and we would reconvene at work and use our lunch breaks to go on walks and talk about our podcasts. So I've always devoured those. Dear Sugars has since stopped streaming new episodes, but I do like to go back and visit some of those old episodes that are archived sometimes. I then expanded my horizons in terms of listening to podcasts in the years to come, but it was never really on my mind to start my own until pretty recently. So I started holding both my business in 2022. In the summer of 2022, I launched it, and Holding Both was designed to support women through infertility and motherhood. When they are experiencing infertility and pregnancy loss and trying to parent at the same time, there's so much complexity because there's joy, of course, with the parenting. And of course, there's challenges that come along with parenting. So there's those things, but then there's the pain and yearning that comes along with infertility and pregnancy loss. And to hold both of those very different things at the same time is challenging. So as I have mentioned in my intro and in my trailer episode, I experienced pregnancy loss and infertility myself, and I understand it from that vantage point. As I say, everybody has such a different story when it comes to this. And even if there's striking similarities, everybody comes from such different angles. And so it's so valuable to give space and hold space for every different type of story. Everybody's struggle matters. Everybody's joy matters too. So I really value that at holding both. When I started it, I started an Instagram community, and then I was seeing women in one-to-one sessions, and I started group meetings. Since, Holding Both has evolved to be solely group meetings, and the group offerings that I have expanded. So when I started meeting groups, I did secondary infertility support groups, and those have been wonderful. I could not say enough good things about them. one of my first groups, something that really stands out is two of the women happened to live in the same city. And they would describe themselves, I'm sure, as lifelong friends now. And it's been amazing to see that relationship evolve and just all the different connections that women in my community have made with each other. It's incredible. It is something that I wouldn't have imagined happening. I wasn't really sure what Holding Both would develop into when I began it. So it's been so incredible to see. So I had the secondary support circle running for almost a year before I decided to add in different groups. So I also have now what's called a third circle for those who are experiencing secondary infertility trying for a third child. And I'm developing the complete circle for those who have experienced secondary infertility and pregnancy loss and are deciding to walk away from their infertility journeys and embrace their motherhood as it looks now and find gratitude in what can be in a path that's different than one might have thought initially. And also the complete circle addresses healing. Healing from the pain of infertility and what has happened, what it's taken away from those who have experienced it and how they're moving forward in healing. A lot of these women also go to therapy, which I am such a large proponent of, which leads into the fact that my husband, Michael, is a therapist. And so we have a lot of good conversations surrounding mental health and just how important it is to be healing ourselves constantly and to be really tending to our mental health. Mental health is an everyday thing. It's a lifelong thing, but an everyday check-in. So Michael's been super supportive to me as I built up Holding Both and as I've been starting this podcast. He has a background in social work, clinical social work, and he is almost finished with his PhD. He's currently working on his dissertation, so I'm very proud of him. So in terms of me and my personal life, I am married to Michael. We've been married for 7.5 years. We've been together for almost 15, and we have 2 young boys. Our boys are 5 and 2. And we experienced infertility and pregnancy loss prior to our first child and then prior to our second. And I remember I had a vivid memory of thinking, if I had a child, like when I was experiencing pregnancy loss and infertility prior to having my first son, I remember vividly thinking to myself, if I had a child at home, this would be so much easier. This would be so much more manageable and I'd feel less pain. And when it came to the point where I was experiencing it again prior to having my second, I did have a child at home and it wasn't so much easier. It was just different. And I didn't feel like there was space for me in terms of the resources that I was looking for. You know, I hadn't actually really tapped into the Instagram communities because I didn't really think to. And only through building up Holding Both and being on Instagram a little bit more in that way, have I now realized how much good resources are out there. And I'm really happy to be able to contribute to that. I think Holding Both is such a valuable, valuable thing. But in terms of my experience, when I was experiencing infertility and loss during motherhood, I was going through a tough time. It was the pandemic. I was an essential worker. I felt like we were so isolated, as everyone was. And I remember trying to make myself feel like I did not need to feel guilty for trying to have a second. And that's one of the messages that I want to spread far and wide, and why I feel so compelled to build up Holding Both and grow it and meet new people and have people on the podcast that can really drive this point home, is that you can be so incredibly thankful and so joyful for what you have and still want to add to that by having another child. And there's nothing wrong with that. And there's no guilt that should be put upon us from ourselves, because I felt like I was the one putting the most guilt on myself when I felt the guilt. So I'm here to say that you can hold both. You can love what you have, and you can want another child. So I'm an occupational therapist, That is my professional background. I have been an occupational therapist for 9 years, and I've worked in a variety of settings, and I have learned a lot through continuing education, but from just being in the hospital every day. And now I'm there part-time, but I was full-time for almost 8 years. And day after day, I felt like no day was the same as the day before. And I've worked in mental health. I've worked in inpatient rehab setting and in the acute care hospital setting. As I alluded to before, I was an essential worker. So during the pandemic, I was in the hospital every day working on the front lines. And that added some complexity to my infertility experience because I had to really care for myself. I had to really, really dig deep and work hard to protect my mental health. And it was an anxiety-provoking time for many people, whether it's because they're working on the front lines or because they were at home and feeling isolated or feeling like their routine was so disrupted. So that was another component that I dealt with on my infertility and loss journey and experience during 2020 and 2021. A little bit more about me and my family. So we live in just outside of Chicago. We moved here in 2016 prior to my husband and I getting married in the late summer of 2016. I moved here in January, he moved here in June, and we got married 2 months later. We love Chicago. We are from Michigan. Go Lions! And I'm from the Detroit area. He is from Grand Rapids, and we met at Grand Valley State University in undergrad. And when we graduated from grad school, both of us wanted a big city experience, and we knew we always wanted to live out of state. And we weren't really sure what that looked like, the time frame for that, how far we'd go. And so when the time came, we landed on Chicago, and I'm so happy that we did. We moved down to a high rise that was right off Lake Michigan, and we enjoyed it so much. And we really, really enjoyed our life before we had our child. And I think that that's another really important thing too, is a lot of women on their secondary infertility journeys, myself included, miss their life before they were a parent or look back fondly on their life before they were a parent. And I know that's something that I did, is I was going through a hard time with secondary infertility, and I remember thinking to myself, I want nothing more than to have another child, but I also really miss my life prior to motherhood. That was something that I thought back on that time fondly. And I think it's really important to highlight that in so, so many ways, two things can be true. And that's just another example of two truths coexisting. I consider myself to be a girl's girl. I love my friends. I have so many good friends from childhood and college that I maintain contact with, and we talk to each other via long distance. You'll hear from some of them on here. And we keep in contact, even though most of us don't live in the same city in the same state. And I find so much value in that. And that's why I love building a community too of so many women. I'm one of three girls. I grew up as the oldest sister. And my mother-in-law and I talk about that all the time because she is one of three girls too. So we talk about that a lot. And I have two boys, as I said. So it's really cool to see the other side of things and to really embrace raising brothers. I love art and I consider myself to be a creative person. And in terms of art appreciation, I think if you had to pick an art form that I love the most, I would say it was music. My husband and I love live music. We go to concerts anytime that we can. We love outdoor concerts. We love stadium concerts. We love just listening to live music, whether it be at restaurants, whether it be out and about. I love Fleetwood Mac. I've seen them so many times. I love Stevie Nicks. I think she's so wonderful. And I've seen her by herself a couple times. My favorite venue is the Chicago Theater. I love going there. I played violin for years. And so I think that's where my appreciation for music comes from. And my husband really appreciates music as well. He played the drums. And my husband really likes poetry. So that's something that I have been getting into more and more. And he studies poetry. He is currently working on his dissertation right now. And I'm so proud of him. He will have his PhD in social work very shortly. What you can expect to find here is you'll find interviews with those who want to tell their stories about secondary infertility and loss, either now, something that they're experiencing now, or in the future. You will find professionals that will be on this podcast who will share their areas of expertise and help make your life feel more manageable during this difficult time if you are currently experiencing secondary infertility and pregnancy loss. You're also going to find things that have nothing to do with infertility and pregnancy loss, because I found that sometimes I wanted to hear things, listen to things, read things that had nothing to do with infertility and pregnancy loss. Things that would help me feel like I was enriching my life. So I'm going to give you an example here. In a couple of weeks, I'm going to interview my friend Ashley. She is a travel agent. And I know that a lot of women in the Holding Both community say that travel has been a lifesaver for them. It has been a way that they can escape the reality of what they're experiencing and a way that they can really enjoy and savor time with their child or their family. And so Ashley's going to come on and she is going to talk about traveling and the importance and value that she sees in it and her role as a travel agent. And that's just one example of the type of episodes that you'll find here that have nothing to do with infertility. I think that it's going to be amazing to have such a wide variety of episodes and topics that I cover here. I'm really, really, really excited about it. So my vision for Holding Both is to just watch it grow. I always say, as many of us do, that this is one of the worst clubs with the best members. And I don't like to say it's the worst club because there's a lot of worse clubs, you know? But it is one of the worst clubs, and the people, none of us want to be here, but the people who are here have been so wonderful. And I'd like to think of Holding Both as a space that people want to be in. Of course, the secondary infertility piece, no one wants that. But to find Holding Both, I've heard from people time and time again that they find comfort in this space. And that's what I want. And I cannot even express how honored that makes me feel to hear that. So I hope that the Secondary Infertility Podcast just builds on that. And I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you're listening. And I can't wait to see where this goes. Here we go. I hope you found this episode of the Secondary Infertility Podcast to be meaningful. One of the best ways to support me and my show is to rate and leave a review. For more secondary infertility content, please come find me at Holding Both on Instagram. That's HOLDINGBOTH on Instagram. Thank you.